This year has been dedicated L'chavad Zecharia v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisam. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'Torah u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'orech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chul Daf Kuf Hei. Gemara talks about eating basar and then eating gvina afterwards, or chalav, whether you have to wait, kinuch v'hadocha, different things need to be done in between the basar and the chalav. What's not so clear in the Gemara is, what about if you ate a tafshel shel basar and then you want to eat gvina? Or you ate a tafshel shel basar and then you want to eat a tafshel shel gvina? What's the definition of tafshel shel basar? Tafshel shel basar means something which was cooked in a pot together with basar. Not that you cooked something in a fleshig pot. That's not even tafshel shel basar. That's called kadeira shel basar. We're not talking about that now. What we're talking about is, you cooked a part of a food in a pot at the same time as meat. For example, you cook chalent. So the meat in the chalent is meat. That's basar atzmai. What about the yirakus? What about the potatoes and other machalim in the chalent pot? It was cooked together with the meat. So what if you take out a potato and you wipe off any residue of meat that's on it, and you just want to eat a plain potato? So obviously it has tam of basar in it, and it's called tafshel shel basar. But what's the halacha regarding eating milchigs afterwards? You can't eat milchigs together with it. What about afterwards? Do you have to wait? Do you have to do kinuch v'hadocha? What's the halacha? So the Mechaber in Siman Pei Tes, if Gimel, says as follows. Ochel tafshel shel basar. If you ate a tafshel shel basar, mutar lachol achar of tafshel shel gvino. You could eat a tafshel shel gvino, meaning not a piece of cheese itself, but something cooked in a pot with cheese or milk. You could eat it without waiting. Not only that, he says, v'hanetila beinayim, to wash your hands in between. Eino ela rishus. It's only a rishus, you don't even have to wash your hands. The Ramah says, v'yesh matzichim netila. The Ramah says that some say you need netila, and that's what he seems to hold. And then the Mechaber says, but if you want to eat gvina atzma, if the tafshel shel basar, then chayva litul yadav. Then you would have to actually wash your hands. So it sounds like these halachas are very lenient. But certainly there's nobody's talking about waiting, nobody's talking about kinuch v'hadocha, just the question whether you have to wash your hands. So Rabbi Kivega over here in the Shulchan Aruch is aimed on this, and Rabbi Kivega says, the yesh matzichim netila, the Rambam says, Dr. Rabbi Kivega, mashma b'loi kinuch v'hadocha. Mashma, all you need is netila, you do not need kinuch v'hadocha. However, Dr. Rabbi Kivega in the Torah's Chatos, which is also written by the Rambam, he says in the Torah's Chatos, according to the Mechas Yaakov's Hezber in the Torah's Chatos, it comes out that Tavshel Shol Basar and then Tavshel Shol Basar, I'm sorry, and then Tavshel Shol Gvino, the Inon Gam Kinuch V'Hadocha. You would need Kinuch V'Hadocha. Okay? So now, let's go step by step. In the Mechaber, you don't even need Tils Yudayim. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, you do need Tils Yudayim. And in the Torah's Chatos, he says even further, that you need Kinuch V'Hadocha. Okay. But so far, nobody said anything about having to wait, which means you could eat potatoes from the chalent, wash your hands. Kinuch v'hadocha means you eat something parav in between, and you drink something, you rinse out your mouth, and then you can go ahead and eat tafshel shel chalav. That's what comes out over here. Then Rabbi Kivega brings b'shem the mashal. That mashal says va'ata nohagu iser afilu b'tavshel gvina achat tavshel basar. That we're noig iser even by tafshel gvina if tafshel basar. That what? What do we know? Yes, or that the kosher lahakalu lahatir b'fenei b'silu gubirch. That is not enough to just bench, which sounds like you need until sidaim kinuch v'adocha, but nothing about waiting 6 hours. Right? There's no zecher to that in the mashal. And the emes, the Ramah paskins, is a machalik is a machab in the Ramah. When you eat basar mamish and then you want to eat chalav, you want to drink chalav, what do you have to wait? So the machab paskins like the Rambam that you have to wait 6 hours. That's the way the Rambam learns the Gemara by us over here on Daf Kofei. When the Gemara talks about waiting misuda l'suda, he says, b'hasudasa udala echilna, l'sudasa achrita achilna, right? That it's a matter of waiting from suda l'suda. That's the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rambam passes it like that. The Rambam says, really, all you need is kinuch v'adocha. Then the Rambam says something about waiting an hour, not entirely clear what the makor of the hour is. Agapanav the Rama says that meikra adin, all you need is to wait an hour. The Rama says that lemaisa the minig is like the mechaber to wait 6 hours, and he says parz gadi yishkan anochash. We name it on as a chumra, as a minig, and we have to follow it, but it's only as a minig, not like according to the Rambam and the mechaber that it's meikra adin. And Be'emes, the Paiskim say, the Chacham Sodom and other Paiskim say, that by a Chayla, somebody that it's hard for him to wait between his Fleishigs and Melchigs, so Yitaka don't have to wait more than an hour, you just wait an hour, because that's all you need, Meikra Adin. So by a Chayla, we don't say the minig of 6 hours, this is according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, it's Medina, but according to the Ramah, for Bnei Ashkenaz, a Chayla would not need to wait more than an hour. Okay, so, when we talk over here about Tavshil Shol Basar and Tavshil Shol Cholom, L'chayra, doesn't say anywhere that you have to wait more than an hour. And because we're saying even by Basar Mamish, and Cholom Mamish, it's only a minig. So if it doesn't say the minig, by Tavshil, L'chayra, you don't have such a minig. And in fact, the Lashon of the Marshal in the Amshul Shlema, in over here in Simon Hay, he says, Me'achar Shenogu Am Shalai Lecha La'afilu B'silu Gubirich Ad Achar Shol L'chol HaPochus. Right? Sounds like he's saying, Taka, all you need is a shah. So, that should be the din, no? Now, there's a Knesset HaGadayla that says, the Kavachayim quotes this, he says, V'ha'idna nohag linhag b'tavshal shal basar b'tavshal shal gvina shalachrav ki'ilu ochal basar ubo lechal gvina shashoyin shay shayis. Zog to Knesset HaGadayla that we treat tavshal shal basar mamish like basar atzmai. Oh, so now we have a mucker that Tavshul Shol Basar, Tavshul Shol Cholov, you would need to wait 6 hours. But L'chayr, that's not a tainim, because that's all the Knesset HaGadayla Shitase, that he followed the Psak of the Mechaber, that he held the 6 hours by Basar is Medina. But according to the Ramah, according to the Ashkenazim, that it's only a Chumra, Zavayta, Mechatesa, that Ben Tavshul and Tavshul needs more than 1 hour. So I saw the Gris Moshe, Chelik Beis, Yerdei Chelik Beis, Mechavav, he says, he names on us the Muslim Pshita, that you have to wait 6 hours between Tavshil Basar to Tavshil Cholov, and obviously he's talking even for Bnei Ashkenaz. But I don't know what the makar is. It would seem from all the makaris that we said that there's no basis for that. Now, it could be Ramaisha was just saying, which is naming only that, because Lamaisa, that is the minig, and I agree that is the minig, Lamaisa. That is what people do. I just don't know what the makar for it is. V'adayin tzorchim b'zeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.